Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friend. My name is Ken Fletcher, and boy, we've got some good things coming up, so I hope you'll stay with us throughout the seminar today. We're on our road trip called Know Thyself, and here we are in part 43 already, and my goodness, I just can't get over how many seminars we've done already and where the Lord has taken us on this road trip, and we know that many good things are coming up as we go forward, and boy, I'm excited about what he's directing us to do today. So I want you to hang in there with us and just soak it all up. Maybe there's some things you hadn't thought about quite the same way as what we're going to be dealing with today, and we hope that that will be the case and open up a new avenue of understanding for you, a new place of faith for you to step into who you are in Christ. That's the problem. We're blind to who we really are. We don't understand what he did into us, inside of us, when we received him. And that refers us right back to our main scripture throughout this whole seminar, and that is 2 Corinthians 5:17, that says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creature, or he or she. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's because we have hooked up with the Lord and the Holy Spirit has come in and has changed us from what we used to be before we intersected with the life of God, because Jesus brought us eternal life and we receive it through faith in him. And receive all that he has done for us through faith. And that's the thing. So we want to build you up in faith today and what you can believe God for, who you really are in him. And that's what we want to do today. And the Lord has directed us to get into the book of Ephesians. So that's where we're heading today, and that's where we'll be going to be heading for the next few seminars. So I hope that you'll stay with us as we go through this amazing book of Ephesians. I don't think we're probably going to go through the whole book, but we're going to go through most of it. And we're going to be looking at some very key scriptures about what the Lord says that we have become because of him coming into us. And us hooking up with him and becoming united with him in the Spirit. And we are one with God now. This is what he prayed over there in John 17. I don't know if you were with us on those seminars, but oh, that's such rich, rich scripture from the Master's lips that told that we're praying to the Father that they would all become one as we are one. The whole concept of that fact that we become one with God when we receive Jesus as our Lord. And that means that there's nothing in between us anymore. And we can come before him. Oh, praise God. We can come before him like we've never sinned, like we've never missed it, like we've never messed up, that we've never been unrighteous. No, we can come to him now because we're in Christ. We're this new creature, and we're righteous. We're right standing. We have right standing before God. He has made us the righteousness of Jesus, made us the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who we are. That's what we. That's what we've got down in here, and what he's done in us. So we're. That's what this series is all about. Is trying to wrap our minds around some of the things. Now I realize that I'm tackling a big subject here. When I talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory or the expectation of glory, what we have now through the Holy Spirit, I realize I'm grabbing a hold of a big deal here, a big subject. And that's why it's taken us so long to deal with it, because the interpersonal relationship that we have with Jesus is constant, 24/7, all day, all night, every day. He never leaves. He never goes anywhere. And he's right within us all the time and dwells within us securely within us all the time. So that means, you know what that means? That means that we should be hearing from him. Anytime there's a day or night, we should be able to hear from Jesus. Now, I'll tell you, that is what will bring you into his perfect will in your life, is being able to hear clearly from him. His directions, don't do this, do this. But see, we've got to go to him. And, I mean, he's a gentleman. He doesn't interrupt. Now, if you get into danger or get in somewhere, he's going to speak louder. You know, he's going to let you know, That's not good for you, but he still leaves the decision up to you and me. Isn't that something? That even though he knows that what you and I get ready to get into or something is not good, and he knows it's going to hurt us, and he knows it's going to hurt our family, and all of those things. And yeah, he's trying to get you attention. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. Don't do that. Don't make that choice or whatever, you know. And sometimes we can be so stubborn and headstrong. Well, this is the way I want to do it. And listen, man, once he tries to get your attention, once he, you know, and after a while, he's just going to let you have it, you know, let you do what you want to do, even though it's going to mess you up. Well, we're just made like that. All right. We have a will of our own. Now, you've got to understand this, that you don't have to ever serve God in your whole life. You can just do whatever you want to do. Just get crazy. Just get nuts. Just go off the deep end somewhere. You find yourself in the jail. Find yourself in a mess. Just by your own willful disobedience about the Holy Spirit trying to tell you to do something else, try to help you see some things. Well, you know, he don't want these bad things to result in our life to come. He doesn't want these things to come on us because of our wrong, decisions and choices and things that we've decided to do apart from him, aside from what he wants us to do. He don't want that to happen to us yet. We got a will of our own. And we're going to do it our way. Now, like I've told you, you know, seminars earlier, the secret to life, I believe, the secret to victory in Jesus and to have power and peace working in your life and the right directions, the right choices. I believe direction is the important thing, is if we receive from him every day, his will, what we should do, what we should not do. For instance, let's say we're getting one. Let's just say something practical. Well, I'm getting ready to go to the store. Honey, I'm getting ready to go to the store. Well, I like to check inside. Lord, is it all right for me to go right now to the store? And, he may say yeah or no. He may say, yeah, it's good. We're good. Well, what's he know? He knows what's in between me and that store. And he knows if there's danger involved between me and that store, maybe the minute I'm getting ready to leave, maybe there's danger. Maybe I need to wait 5 minutes, you know. I remember years ago, back when I was just a young fella, I remember we were getting ready to go to church one morning. And, of course, I was raised in a Christian family. My mother and father loved Jesus, and I had the privilege of being raised in a home that loved Jesus. And so we're getting ready to go to church one morning, and we was getting ready to walk out the door. I mean, everybody was ready to go. And and my mom, I remember, said my mom was a pretty spiritual lady. She knew the Lord real well, and I remember we was trying to go out the door to go to church. And she's, no, she says, no, she just told her, she told dad, she told everybody, said, no, let's just wait. Let's just wait a few minutes here. And she says, it's just not good. It's just not good. Something not right. And so we waited. We did. She was led and by the Spirit of God, and we waited. And we didn't leave for another 10 minutes. We sitting around there ready to go. And we didn't leave for another 10 minutes to go to church. Okay. Well, that, I don't remember if it put us late to church or not. I can't recall about that part of it. But what really grabbed my attention from that was, as we, were going to church, there was a terrible accident in one of the intersections right there. Now, so we had to be redirected around the accident in order on our way to church, you know, the way we would normally go. And so, praise God, I don't know. I only know about what happened, what I saw, what I understood. And so what happened there? Perhaps the Lord preserved us out of being in the middle of that terrible accident, multi-car accident on the way to church. And he preserved us and preserved a lot, preserved the whole family. You know what I mean? Through my mother's leading. Now it's possible that we wouldn't have been there in there, of course. But we figured we was looking at things, I mean, in the natural, and we don't know exactly what time that happened before we got. All we knew was it happened soon before we got there, and we could have very much been right there had we not waited. So timing, man, timing. Listen, timing's got a lot to do with things here on the earth. In this present world, you got to get the timing of the Lord. So it may look good out here in the natural for you to do something. I'm just saying, using that as an example, it may look good in the natural for you to do something or to go somewhere at a certain time or do this or that. It may look good out there, but check with the Lord. Before you do it, check with him and say, okay, Lord, are we good here? Is this a good time? Is this the right time to do what we're doing here today? Or is it the right time to leave, go to the grocery store? Is it the right time to go get some gas? Am I going the right route? I mean, it's not that you have to be fearful or, in that regard. No, you don't have to be fearful in any way. However, you do want to use caution because, hey, man, it's a dangerous place. It's Matrix, man. This is the dangerous, dangerous place, and there's crazy stuff going all over. My wife was just telling me today about a shooting that took place in Summerlin, very close to where we live here in Las Vegas, and she was telling me about this shooting over here today. And I'm thinking to myself, well, thank you, Jesus, you keep us out of calamities. I mean, this stuff goes on. You know how it goes on all over the place. You hear the news from different cities. We don't hear nearly what's happening, really. In reality, we don't. We don't hear. We hear about things perhaps that are close to us like that. But listen, man, there's crazy stuff. There's car accidents. You know how it is. There's all kinds of crazy calamities going on. Road rage, on and on it goes. The nuts stuff that's happening in our generation here in our time on earth right now. Well, listen, I want to be protected and through all that. I don't know about you, but I believe in the angels encamped around about me. The Bible says that I have angels. They're encamped around me 24/7, keeping me in my way. As I follow Jesus, their job is to keep me safe and keep us, moving in his direction and in his will. See, when you're moving in Jesus' will every day, well, praise God, you know you got his protection, you know, when you're moving in his way. So if I don't have confidence to leave or to do something or a certain choice, if I don't have confidence, I don't feel real good about it, I just want to hold off. I want to get the clear signal from the Lord. You know what I mean? I want to know that I'm walking in confidence. I'm living in confidence. I'm driving in confidence. I'm driving in faith. I'm not in fear. I'm driving in faith because he told me. I'm going to go this other place because he told me. I'm going to do this at the time he told me because I know when I've got his okay, when I've got the clear signal, we're good. Let's go for it. And when I've got that, well, he's going to protect me. He's going to take care of me in my way. That's what I believe. And I also believe that for our family, too. I don't just believe that for myself. I believe that for all of us, that he keeps us. He keeps us. God keeps us. In spite of all this craziness going on down here, he keeps us. And we listen to him, and we, through faith, we are guided by his Spirit. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Every day. Glory to God, and we can live like that. Well, I'm excited today because we're getting into some good things today over here in the book of Ephesians. We get to start in our study. I knew several seminars ago that the Lord wanted to get back in here, and so we are. And we're going to take our time, and we're going to receive revelation. And we're going to look at these verses carefully because this is all about what Jesus has done in us right here. This is all about what he did, what he paid for, what he did in order for us to come into this oneness with God, this oneness with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. So these verses are very, very rich. They're very, very deep. Amen. And I'm not sure what directions. I mean, I was looking at it earlier, some of these scriptures. I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, Lord, I don't know what. There's so much in here. I mean, there's so much in here that you could bring out. I was telling him, I said, there's so much in here that you could bring out in these seminars. I mean, there's so much detail, so much revelatory understanding and knowledge in here. And if we can get it and we can really grasp it and really believe it and really walk in it and live in it, if we can understand it, we can come into a greater knowledge and a greater understanding of who we are and what he's done in us. And it is huge. And so we have been coming at it from all kinds of different directions on this seminar and on this series in particular, because I want you. Now listen, the reason I want you to do this is because I know it will benefit you in such ways that, and that is to come into this place that I have been privileged to experience with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, it's wonderful every day. It's wonderful every day to have him speaking with me one-on-one in my particular situation where I can understand it in my level of understanding. You know, I mean, he knows so much, you know, so he's only going to give me what I can get, right, that I can pick up and understand. And so he gives it to me in the way I understand it, the way I hear it, the way I can get my mind wrapped around it. And so we're growing in that regard. So the more that we grow in our understanding, the more he can show us, the more he can expand to us what we've already got. Now, it's not like we're going to get it. We just get the knowledge of it, basically. Because he's already done these things and he's already put all these things into motion and he's already done all the work inside of us. As we were talking about there in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he's already done this work for every believer that has entered into him. Every believer that has received Jesus has this amazing new creation that he has made them and made you right with God, made you have right standing. You, it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Once you come into Christ, you have the right to approach Father at any time, day or night. And even if you've messed up, it don't matter, because you are a new creation. And you hear me? Even though you may not know it and understand it and have your mind renewed in all of the things that you are and that you possess and that you have and your right standing with God, maybe you're not there as far as complete faith and understanding in that. And that's okay, because we're all growing. And so this seminar today, as we're going through it, I mean, you're going to receive some things today and that's going to help you get some understanding about who you are in Christ and what he's done. So that's what this is all about. This is what this seminar is all about. This is what this series is all about. It's getting you into a one-to-one, mind-to-mind, thought-to-thought relationship with your Lord, who lives in you 24/7, all day and all night. And he wants to communicate and share your life with you. Now, if you're not sharing everything with him, well, that's not his fault, because he's right there with you. And he is experiencing these things with you. Yes, he is. He's experiencing things with you. Just because you don't know that he is, or you don't believe that he is, it doesn't matter. He's experienced and he understands the whole deal with you, everything about you. He knows what should happen in you, and he knows where he wants to take you in your life. He knows the good things he wants to bring about in your life, and he knows how to do it and how to direct you. Well, it comes from just hearing from him. It comes from just hearing clearly from Jesus, and you should. Amen. And you ought to want that and desire that, because, man, it just brings you in a whole different understanding and a thing in life. And you begin to walk out. You begin to live out the perfect will of God, you know, from day to day. Praise God. Takes you right on to a destination that he has preordained for you. And he knows it's the best for you. And he knows it works for you, because he knows everything he's put in you. And he knows it's going to make you happy, and he knows it's going to bless you, and he knows it's going to make you a blessing to other people. And boy, So you want to get into that. You just want to get into that life of blessing, and there's abundance of all things there. There's healing there. So many things there that is involved in this relationship. I mean, he can direct you. For instance, you've got an issue with your body. Let's say, for instance, you've got an issue in your body, and you don't know quite what to do about it. Doctor's telling you this or that or whatever. And you don't know quite what to do about it. You know you need to be healed. You know that, well, it's all in him. He's got healing all in him and all through him. And his power to heal is just as powerful as it ever was when he walked on the earth. My goodness. And we have free access to him, and we can get directions how to change things. What do we need to do here, Lord? What do I need to do to get rid of this, to change this in my body? What do I need to do? Well, he'll tell you. He'll flat tell you, well, you need to go this. You need to build yourself up and get strong in faith and right there. Or you need, you know, lead you to a verse, or lead you to a frame of mind, or even some to another person who believes. He does all those things. So, yeah, we want to get a hold of those things. I mean, that he has already provided and put us into this position with Father, and put us into this position in the family. It's just truly remarkable. And we're so thankful and glad to be here to speak with you about these good things. So I hope you'll stay with us throughout the rest of this seminar and plan to study with us as we go forward in this amazing road trip that Lord has brought us on called Know Thyself. Amen. Well, let's get right in here into the book of Ephesians like the Lord wants us to do. We're going to take our time in these verses, and I don't know how far we're going to get. Doesn't matter, because we'll pick up where we left off on the next one. And we're going to get some goodies that we're supposed to get today. And maybe, you know, we're just going to go through here. So some of them I think he's going to want to camp on a little more than others in this series. I mean, like I said today, I was looking at this book, and I'm like, my goodness, Lord, there's so much in here, man. So we're definitely being led on how he wants to do it today and what he wants to bring out today, because, my goodness, it's just going to get better and better. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Of course, we know that Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul to the church there at Ephesus. So that's what this letter is all about. And so he's wanting to bring them into a greater understanding of who they are, what the Lord has done in them. And so here we go in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. And it says here, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. So thank God we can be included in all of these things. Verse 2, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. That's what we have with God now. Grace and peace. We've got his grace. His grace is unmerited favor. It's just beyond comprehension, this grace that he has wrapped us in. Praise his name. And because of that, we have peace with God. Peace. Amen. No more contention. No more against him anymore. We have grace. We have received his grace. We received Jesus. We've received his grace. Everything was in that package of Jesus. So we receive his grace, and we have peace with God. From God, our Father. He's our Father now. He's just not Jesus's Father. He's our Father. Praise God. From God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That, my friend, is a big verse. That is a great big bunch of truth right there. Yes, it is, and it's huge. Let's read it again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath already, I said already, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So we're not trying to get blessed. I heard a message of a man one time, and he was talking about an Old Testament Bible character. And this Bible character had a terrible name, and he prayed for God to bless him, okay? And God did. God did bless him and helped him, you know, in his situation. But listen, we're looking back on what Jesus has already done here. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we've received what he's already done in total. What if you've received Jesus, you've got it all. Whether you realize it or not, you've got it all. Whether you understand it or not, you've got it all. When you receive Jesus, you got the total package. It's all yours. It's all yours. Amen. He goes on to say here that we've been blessed. Has. Know what that is? Past tense, you know. Hath. Hath already blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Is there any more besides what he's already blessed us with through Christ? No, there is not, my friend. My friend, right here it says here who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That means everything that's in heaven, glory to God, everything that's in Christ, he's blessed us with. And it's big. All spiritual blessing. You hear me? So we're not to pray, God bless me. You know, really, we're not to ask him to bless us because he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessing. There is no other blessing that we can have. Since we receive Jesus, what other blessing are you going to get? Everything's in him anyway, right? And so it just all unfolds. We get to unfold the wonder of all that he has given us and all that he has done in us. Beyond amazing. All spiritual blessing, not some, not partially. Don't, in other words, well, I got to pray for this blessing because this, you know, I've already got this blessing. I got this blessing, but I didn't get this blessing. I get that blessing. You got it all, my friend. I said, if you've got Jesus, you've got it all. Every spiritual blessing, all spiritual blessings in Christ, in heavenly places. There ain't no more. There is no more. Because we've got it all of it. Praise his name forever. And we need to understand that, live in it, and walk in faith in that. So, man, I've got it. I don't know where it's at in here, but I've got it somewhere. That blessing in my life, I don't know where it's at, but I've got it because he says here he's given it to us already. It's already done. Praise God. You believe that? Well, you ought to. It's right here. It's here for you to believe. And it's here for you to live in, and it's here for you to walk in and have in realization in your life. I mean, to actually experience all spiritual blessing. That's what he wants you to understand and experience in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, hath already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, because of Jesus. That's why, because of in Christ. So we're in Christ. We've got all that which was before, all spiritual blessings. We've got them. We're not trying to get God to bless us anymore. Woo, boy, he's already blessed us. Everybody that comes into Christ is blessed. My goodness sakes, and you don't realize how much blessing you got running inside of you right now. But I mean, it's full and it's free and it's powerful. And it's greater than anything that you're coming against. This blessing of God, this power of God, it's greater than anything that you may be encountering in this life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And verse 4 says, according to as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Do you realize that? He made up his mind about you before the foundation of the world. God did. I said he made up his mind about you before the foundation of the world. Yes, he did. That he wanted you. He's going to have you. And he already made up his mind. He was sending Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he could have you. Glory to God. Because he's seen what all happened. He knew what happened. But he's already had prepared for it. And thank you, Jesus, because as we're in him, and we are chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Well, that's pretty amazing. that before we knew anything, before we knew he'd already made up his mind about us. Yes, he did. Well, so, my goodness, I'm so blessed to know that. So thankful to know that his love was deeper than anything that we could encounter in this life. Thank you, Jesus. According to that, he has chosen us before him, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, listen here, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That's what he's chosen. Now listen, you just can't act holy enough now to satisfy a holy God. I mean, you just can't act out here in the natural realm. I mean, people talk about living in holiness and walking in holiness. And so listen now, the only reason that we have holiness, the only reason that we're holy before him and without blame and are right standing with before him is because we have received Jesus. Now, when we receive the righteousness, the righteous one, Jesus, when we received his life and his power in us, and that came in and redid our spirit. That which was wrong with God, that which condemned us before God, that which held us away from his presence, from him being able to share with us and communicate with us and be one with him, that's all been broken down. Thank you, Jesus. That's all been broken down and done away with. Because Jesus has made us right with God. And every person who receives Jesus receives that right standing, that righteousness, and becomes holy. You see that? You see that? You become holy, not because of what you did, not because of how good you performed. Nope. Not because you did say this or you didn't say that or you did do this and you didn't do that. No. The only reason that you're holy before God and without blame is because you received the righteous one, Jesus. And you identified with him. And he's the one that took care of the sin problem. Do you get me on that? I hope you do. He's the one. Jesus is the one that dealt with our condition. Before God, where we couldn't approach him. We had no way to approach him. We're not holy. We're not blameless, you see. Oh, yeah, he wanted it to be so that we could come to him, come to the Father, just like he could come to the Father, just like he comes to the Father. That's the way he wanted it. And that's what we've got here. We've got it to where we can approach the Father, just like Jesus approaches the Father. Because we're in him, and we're without blame, and we have right standing with the Father. So there's nothing that can keep us away from the Father. There's nothing. You think, well, man, I didn't act right. I didn't do right. Was God pleased with that? No, he wasn't pleased with it, but he's not going nowhere. And he understands it, and he's already paid for your sin anyhow. So what's stopping you from going to the Father? Nothing. Even in the middle of what you did wrong, even right in the middle of it, nothing's stopping you from coming to the Father because you are created in righteousness and true holiness. You are holy in front of him. You're pure before him because you are a new creature and you're like him. You say, well, sometimes I don't think like him. Well, it's because of this natural understanding that we're dealing with here. We're trying to renew our mind and who we are and what we have in Christ, you see. And so as we look at this right here, we realize that this was his plan all along, is to bring us into right standing with him when we weren't. We were far away from him. We could not get to him. We could not come to him. We could not approach him. Couldn't approach him. The only reason you can approach him is because of Jesus. Because Jesus is has right standing before the Father. And when we've received him and we become like Jesus in our spirit. You see, we're created like Jesus in him. So we're one in him. He and I are together. You know, he and you together. In union now. There's a blend there. There's a fusion. We're together. We're never going to be apart. And so because of that, we approach the Father anytime, even if we missed it, even if we didn't do right. Somebody said, well, you can't approach him if you get, well, you've got, the, you know, you have this condemnation or something, or you did something wrong. You thought, you know, you said something wrong, whatever. But that doesn't stop you from giving to God, because you are created in holiness, you see. Even though you messed up out here, okay, you're still created in holiness. You're still right with God because you received Jesus, who is right with God. Can you see that? Amen. According to as he has chosen us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Wow, what a verse. I mean, this Ephesians is packed full of these verses that you could just camp out on for a while, you know, and think about. This is one of those verses you just, my goodness, to just camp out and think about it. That we were made holy and without blame before the foundation of the world. Think about that. Glory to God. That just thrills me to think about these things, because they're true and of who we are and the way things really are with us and God, and why they are the way they are, because of what Jesus did. So we get our minds about who around wrapped around this fact of who we are in Christ. Man, it's a big deal. And so the more we find out these truths and we live in these truths and we understand these truths, we have freedom and access to God. We're completely free to approach him anytime, day or night, because of who we are. Glory to God. Why? We're children of God. He's brought us into oneness with, along with the Lord now, oneness with him. Well, it's tough for us to get us, you know, get our heads to realize some of these things, to really understand it, to really live in it, to really walk in it, to really grasp it. Oh, man. Well, it's not going to come overnight, you know. These things, maybe you need to listen to this seminar or other seminars that we're doing here over and over, because that's when growth comes. When you get something down in there solid, down in your soul, down in there real solid, man, everything out here changes. Everything that your whole perception of what you're doing and how you're doing it, and a lot of things will change when you get a hold of the revelation and awaken to the light of this. Praise God. Amen. So we can come before the Father at any time. Doesn't matter if we messed up or not. Doesn't matter, because we are holy. We are created holy. Praise God. Glory to God. Verse 5. Having predestinated us into the adoption of children. Of course, we're continuing on from verse 4. According to as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Of course, there's a colon there. And it goes on to say, having predestinated, see, having forethought about us in the, before unto the adoption. See there, we've been adopted of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Man, these verses. We've been adopted into the family, folks, into the royal family, where our father can do anything. Our father. You remember as kids? We used to brag about our dad. My daddy tougher than your daddy. My daddy could whoop your daddy. All that crazy stuff. Isn't that funny? But here we have a situation where we can brag about our father here. My goodness, he's predestinated us into the adoption, praise God, of children by Jesus. So we're his children. He's our daddy. And he can do anything. Our daddy's tougher than anybody. Jesus is tougher than anybody, smarter than anybody. And I'm in union with him, and I'm in covenant with him, and I'm in the family with him. He's my big brother, and father can do anything. Glory to God. My big brother's tougher than anybody. And he is. Glory to God, and he dwells in me and gives me his wisdom and understanding every day. Thank you, Jesus. glory to God, having predestinated us, forethought about us as we were, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Man, these are deep. Deep truths, deep understanding about God, deep understanding about us in relationship with him. Deep understanding, true understanding, where you're not fooled by the stuff out here that's going on. No, we want the real. We want to know about the real relationship that we have. We want to know about the real things that we can do. We're supposed to be about here. We're supposed to be led by him in everything. Yeah. Glory to God. And he has predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Think about that. That's how he's redeemed us and brought us to himself through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. According to the good pleasure of his will. His will is good for us. It's a good will. Amen. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Lord, look at that. To the praise of glory of his grace, we praise him for his grace. We're going to be praising him forever for that grace and thanking him and just for including us. Wow. The glory of his grace, wherein he has made us. He hath made us. Lord, that there's that hath again. He has already. This is something he did before we received Jesus. He has already made us in Christ. He did it through Christ. He has made us accepted in the beloved. He's made it happen in us. Regardless of whether we could never get there on our own. How in the world are we going to do that? You know, how are we going to get ourselves included into the Godhead? And how are we going to get ourselves included to be like Jesus is? Well, you can't. How in the world are you going to do that? By your good works, by how good you do, or by, you know, a lot of people are trying to do right things in order to be right with God, you know? Well, no, this here's a gift. Now, this is something that he gave to us, that he did, provided for us before we even knew about it. You and me, we're here in 2024. Before we even knew about it, we knew that, he knew about us and where we'd be right now. Glory to God. Man, goodness, I'm just about out of time. Listen, folks, I hope you stay with us. As we're going forward next time in the book of Ephesians, and it's just full of riches and goodness. So I hope you receive something today, a truth that's going to help you, that's going to make you realize what you got a hold of here, because it's big. And so I hope you stay with us throughout these seminars to come, and I hope and review on where we've already been, because we've covered a lot of important things throughout this series. So I hope you stay with us. Stay with us in the seminars to come as we going through this book of Ephesians. We're going through here and looking at some of these good things that's in the book of Ephesians, and you won't want to miss it. Well, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be here. So anyway, I hope to see you then. And until next time, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love you.